Mr. Speaker, I should say at the outset that I'm speaking through a sore throat, but I wouldn't have missed this meeting with the Prime Minister for the world. Today's full unemployment is welcome. Every time that someone gets a job, it's good for them and good for their family. Can he confirm that the latest figures show that wages are still failing to keep pace with inflation, and that he is presiding over the longest fall in living standards for a century?
Well, first of all, let me say to the right honourable gentleman, I'm sure the whole House will wish him to get well soon with his sore throat. If he gets a doctor's appointment, we do hope he doesn't forget it and he makes to make sure he turns up on time. Now, I'm very glad he has asked me about unemployment, because I think the figures out today, they do show our long-term plan is working. We see unemployment now below 2 million, we see the claimant count below 1 million, and we've just seen the biggest annual fall in unemployment since records began. Long-term unemployment, youth unemployment, long-term youth unemployment, women's unemployment are all down. But there's absolutely no complacency. And to answer his question directly, yes, of course, we have seen slow wage growth, but that is because we are recovering from the longest and deepest recession in this country's history. Let me remind him what the Institute for Fiscal Studies said. And they said this: we've had a great big recession. We've had the biggest recession we've had in 100 years. It will be astonishing if household incomes haven't fallen and earnings haven't fallen. Of course that's happened, and we know who's responsible.
Mr. Speaker, he obviously noticed that I lost a couple of paragraphs in my speech. I've noticed that since we last met, he's lost a couple of his members of Parliament. Now let's talk about what he said at conference. Before the last election, he lectured the Tory party and said this: you can't talk about tax reduction unless you can show how it is paid for. The public aren't stupid. So, Mr. Speaker, when he announced his £7 billion unfunded tax cut, he must have had a secret plan to pay for it. So what is it? Cutting public services or raising VAT?
Prime Minister. Well,
people don't have to look in the crystal ball with us. They can read the book. We have cut taxes for 26 million people in our country. We've taken 3 million people out of income tax altogether. We've raised the personal allowance to £10,000, so if you're on minimum wage, we've cut your income tax bill by two-thirds. But we've only been able to do that because we remembered something important.
Yes.
You've got to have a long-term economic plan, and you've got to cut the deficit. We do have a plan. The deficit is down by a third. The IMF say we're the fastest-growing economy in the G7, and with a record like that, you can afford tax cuts that people deserve.
Yes.
We can see the record: higher VAT, cuts to tax credits, hitting working families, and the bedroom tax. That is the record of this Prime Minister. Now, he can't be straight about his tax plans, so maybe he can be straight about his plans for tax credits. Can he confirm that as a result of his plans, a one-earner family with two children on £25,000 a year will lose almost £500 a year?
The best way to help people is to take them out of income tax altogether. Next year, you'll be able to earn £10,500 before you pay any income tax altogether. We think it's better not to take money off people in the first place. But he wants to compare records, and after all, this is the Labour Party, so let's look at the record on Labour. And here it is: women's unemployment up 26% under Labour, down 11% under this government. Youth unemployment up 44% under Labour, down 22% under this government. The fact is, the economy is growing, the deficit's coming down, we're getting Britain back to work, the long-term plan is working, but the one thing that could wreck it is a Labour government.
He didn't answer the question or confirm the figures. Let me just tell him, they're the Chancellor's own figures showing people will be £500 a year worse off, and he can't even admit that. Now, let me ask him about a very specific issue, about disabled people and the minimum wage, which goes to the issue of living standards. In response to a question at Conservative Party conference, Lord Freud, the welfare reform minister, said this: "You make a really good point about the disabled. There is a group where actually, as you say, they're not worth the full wage." Is that his view?
No, absolutely not. Of course, disabled people should be paid the minimum wage, and the minimum wage under this government is going up, and going up in real terms. It's now at £6.50. We will be presenting our evidence to the Low Pay Commission, calling for another real terms increase in the minimum wage. He talked about the Chancellor's figures. Let me give him the Chancellor's figures. Inflation at 1.2%, a five-year low. The biggest annual fall in unemployment since records began. The fastest growing economy in the G7. And next year, pensioners getting an extra £150 a year. Those are the Chancellor's figures. Those are the government's figures. And we know that we just get mayhem from Labour.
To be clear, Mr. Speaker, about what the welfare reform minister said, but it's very serious. He didn't just say that disabled people weren't worth the minimum wage. He went further and he said, and I quote, he was looking at, and I quote, whether there's something we can do if someone wants to work for £2 an hour. Mr. Speaker, surely someone holding those views can't possibly stay in his government.
Those are not the views of the government. They're not the views of anyone in the government. The minimum wage is paid to everybody, disabled people included.
Order, order, order. Passions are running high. But the answer from the Prime Minister must be heard. And I want to hear it. The Prime Minister.
And let me tell you, I don't need lectures from anyone about looking after disabled people. So I don't want to hear any more of that. We pay the minimum wage. We're reforming disability benefits. We want to help disabled people in our country. We want to help more of them into work. And instead of casting aspersions, why doesn't he get back to talking about the economy?
Ed Miliband!
Well, I suggest that if he wants to protect the rights of disabled people, he reads very carefully what his welfare minister has said, because they are not the words of someone who ought to be in charge of policy relating to disabled people. Mr. Speaker, in the dog days of this government, the Conservative Party is going back to its worst instinct. Unfunded tax cuts, hitting the poorest hardest, now undermining the minimum wage. The nasty party is back.
I can tell him what's happening under this government. Inflation is down. Unemployment's down. The economy is growing. The deficit's coming down. We face some tough and difficult times in our country, but we've got a government that is on the side of hard-working people. Now, he came here and told us about the forgotten paragraphs in his speech. I've got a copy of them in here. They came under the heading of hard truths. Well, I got a hard truth for him. He's not remotely up to the job. Yeah.